It's 2:47. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for tuning in today. Well, August is drawing to a close. Children have headed back to school. Adults may also find themselves looking for an opportunity to learn something new. Many local school districts and community colleges offer not-for-credit adult education classes to enlighten and entertain. For example, Urbana School District 116's adult education program offers, among other things, classes on music, fitness, photography, and bridge. The program also offers classes if you're interested in exploring and learning about flavors and foods that may be new to you. Carlo Anselmo has been teaching adult ed classes on Italian cooking for some years now. He'll be back at it this fall. Through District 116's adult education program, he'll present three classes this fall. Each meets for 2.5 hours at Urbana High School in the evening. The dates are September 17th, September 24th, and October 1st. And he is with me here this afternoon in the studio, Carlo is, to offer us an idea of what he has in store for his students this fall. But before we get to that, hi, Carlo.
Hello, and hello, everyone out in the audience. I'm so happy to be here.
We're happy to have you with us this afternoon. Before we tell folks what you're planning this fall for your students, I would like it if you would share with us a recipe.
Well, I have just one very quick recipe that's very elegant and very simple, and it's called orange and nut squares. And we can put the ingredients together. Just one package of store-bought sugar cookie dough, 1 cup of orange marmalade, 1.5 cups of assorted nuts, toasted and chopped. You can try hazelnuts, almonds, and walnuts, and 1 cup of chocolate chips or chopped chocolate. The cooking instructions are to preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Spread the cookie dough on the cookie sheet to 1/4 inch thickness, about 9 inches by 12-inch pan would work perfectly, using your fingers. Bake for 25 minutes, let cool. Spread the marmalade over the cookie. Sprinkle with nuts. In a double boiler over very lightly simmering water, melt the chocolate. Dip a spoon into the melted chocolate and drizzle over the top of the cookie and let cool. And cut the cookie into 12 squares. Serve or store in an airtight container. And this is really an elegant-looking dessert, and it's very simple and very quick.
Anybody can do that.
It's not too bad at all.
No, and nobody would know what you've done.
No, it looks very, very elegant.
You can tell or not. So how many years have you been teaching cooking in Urbana?
10 years.
This is my 10th year. Wow. Do many of your students keep signing up for the classes?
Yes, we have a very, very good following.
Yeah.
We generally sell out, so the classes fill up very quickly.
Okay, so are you full this year?
Not quite.
Not quite, okay.
We still have room for a few.
Okay, so what's in store for your students this time around?
We have a traditional Southern Italian class. We also have new, quick and delicious Italian. We also have the Taste of Summer. And each one of these recipes are included with an appetizer, two main courses, a salad, and a fancy dessert. Actually, we do two desserts, and we do a salad with a different vinaigrette each time. So it builds up pretty nicely.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Tastes of Summer, tell us maybe, if you would, about one dish you're putting together here in late August, given all the beautiful produce, especially the tomatoes and the basil that are available right now at farm stands and at the grocery store and at the farmer's market.
Our third class has pretty much fresh vegetables in it, mostly tomatoes and roasted red peppers.
Ooh,
and basil, bruschetta with the tomato and basil. And it's we're doing a baked rigatoni with bechamel sauce and bow tie pasta with tomato and roasted red peppers.
Yeah. What do you find most rewarding about teaching these classes?
It's the excitement of sharing all the good things that I have with other people and then seeing the end results of people saying, hey, I quit buying that Parmigiano in a green can and I'm buying Parmigiano Reggiano, or we did this dish and my friends thought it was just absolutely elegant. And my wife does the classes at the cooking class recipes, and the girls always want their recipes for a bridge club.
Oh, okay. All right. What led you to your interest in cooking?
Well, I was a cook in a service, and my family was always involved in cooking through the family sitting down at the table and just picking up things from the family. And it was just a rewarding situation where you learn by seeing things
yeah.
done.
What were the first things that you learned to cook?
Well, pasta.
Of course.
Yes, of course. But we learned how to make pasta by hand. And we my aunts and uncles would probably turn over in their graves if they knew we were using box pasta.
Well, it works pretty good.
It does. Yeah, they have excellent products out there now.
Yeah. Well, who does the cooking at home now?
Well, I hate to admit this, but my wife does all the cooking at home.
She does.
And I do all the showing off when we have guests or we have special occasions.
So what do you mean by showing off? Then it's your turn to cook?
Yes, when we have guests in.
Yeah. Okay. I bet your wife's a pretty good cook then.
She's
excellent. She's doing all the cooking, and I know that you know what you're doing.
Yes. As a matter of fact, when we first married, she didn't even know how to boil water.
Wow. So when you entered the service, how good a cook were you at that point? Did you have a lot to learn then?
I was pretty good in the kitchen. As a matter of fact, I was better at cutting meat, and I was a journeyman butcher by the time I went into the service at 20 years old. I started in a butcher shop at 13 and continued on until I went into the service at 20.
Yeah. And your kids?
They're marvelous. My son is doing a wonderful job. It's the old saying that the old acorn doesn't fall too far from the tree, and he surely has followed in my footsteps with the gardening and the cooking. And the parenting.
Yeah. Now, are you a gardener as well?
A master gardener.
Great.
Have a little greenhouse out back of the house.
Yeah.
I start all my vegetables in the greenhouse and flowers.
Yeah. So have you been growing tomatoes, of course?
Of course.
A wide variety, or do you stick with
I have five varieties right now. And I put them in cages, four on the outside of each cage. And they're very, very productive.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for coming in this afternoon and talking with us. Let's run down again what you've got planned for your students this fall. You've got the first class is what? Traditional?
Southern
Italian. And then a little later in September.
The quick and delicious Italian.
Okay. And then wrapping up with Tastes of Summer, as I suppose we say goodbye to summer on October 1st, huh?
With all the tomatoes and all the vegetables
yeah.
coming out of the garden.
Yeah, very good. Carlo, thank you very much for talking
You're
with me this
welcome.
Afternoon. And for listeners who would like this orange and nut squares, leave that with me. And if folks get in touch with me, I'll be happy to send them that recipe. How's that?
Wonderful.
Very good. Thank you very much. Carlo Anselmo has been teaching adult ed classes on Italian cooking for 10 years now. He'll be back at it this fall through District 116's adult education program. He'll present three classes this fall. Each meets for 2.5 hours at Urbana High School from 6:30 to 9 o'clock in the evening. The dates, September 17th, September 24th, and October 1st. There is still some room, so you can still sign up. And as part of the class, you get a beautiful little compilation of all the recipes. In addition, Cooking with Carlo, the handout also includes cooking techniques and what you'd need to have in the pantry. You're ready to go. So if you're a beginner, or if you're kind of in the middle, or if you're an advanced cook, I think you'd have a great time.
This is a marvelous little booklet. It's very well put together, and it really will give you inspiration to get out there and cook.
Okay. You'll find more information on Carlo's classes and other adult education offerings online. Put Urbana Adult Education into your browser. You can also reach the program with a phone call. The number is 384-3530. Thanks, Carlo.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here today.